The next case is 084122, Durable Manufacturing versus United States Department of Labor et al. I'm sorry. Keeps you on your toes, doesn't it? All right. Here we go. Oh. Mr. Pukowski. Thank you.
The court, Mr. Oswald, is with me. My co-counsel, Laura Goodloe, who's on the brief. Under the Immigration Nationality Act, the Department of Labor has two functions with regard to employment-based visas. These are, number one, to determine whether U.S. workers are able, willing, qualified, and available for the job that the alien seeks. Number two is to determine whether the employment of the alien will adversely affect the wages or working conditions of U.S. workers. Nowhere in this enabling statute is the Department of Labor given the authority to impose a filing deadline on visa petitions. And the amended regulation, 20 CFR 656.30B, does just that. The timing and the filing of a visa petition is solely within the jurisdiction of the Department of Homeland Security, not the DOL. And the way the regulation reads, a labor certification is only valid for 180 days unless a visa petition is filed.
Why is it that the plaintiffs failed to file visa applications within 180 days? Were they unaware of the rule change?
There were, only one of these cases was mine at the visa petition level. That was Durable. And what happened with Durable is that they did their labor certification on their own. They didn't have a lawyer. And when they turned it over to me, the regulation had changed. A number of these cases, from what I understand, from other counsel that handled it at the administrative level, was they weren't aware of it, or they had difficulties getting the documentation to support the visa petition. You need two sets of documentation once you file the visa petition. You need evidence that shows that the alien beneficiary has the necessary qualifying experience for that job in question, and the employer, petitioner, also has to show that he has the financial ability to pay the prevailing wage rate. And sometimes this documentation takes time to gather.
No, so you're saying when the person, the alien, we'll call them, the person that they want to import to work has to, for what, meet qualifications. Is that at that point when you have the name of a person, you have to determine that there aren't any local folks who are available for that job?
Well, that's what basically it's a...
Which comes first?
The availability issue, right? And that's within the function of the Department of Labor.
Of what?
Availability of U.S. workers.
Okay.
That's the first step.
So you have to run in... You can't find anybody U.S. to work.
Okay? Right.
So there's no one available, therefore he gets the name of an alien, I guess, and has a prospect.
Well, the alien's name is initially submitted when you file the labor certification. You indicate what who the alien is.
Okay.
You also indicate how many years' experience are required for this particular job. The department looks at the availability issue and the adverse effect issue, and if it finds that U.S. workers are not available and there's no adverse effect on U.S. workers, then it issues the labor certification. With that labor certification, then,
there's a name attached to that. Later.
Yes, the employer and the alien beneficiary file the visa petition.
Now, why is there any delay between the time of that certification and the filing?
Why is there?
Mm-hmm.
Once again, sometimes it takes time to gather the documentation that you need to support the visa petition.
But I thought that, but there's difference between what you need for the Department of Labor and what you need for the visa.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. At the Department of Labor facet of the case, all you need to do is give a job description, qualification description, a wage, and then the Department of Labor makes a determination whether those are all correct for that particular job, and whether there are aliens available, or U.S. workers available.
Which is a condition that can change over time, right?
Yes, it can.
And if the application, the visa part of it, takes several years, those conditions can change fairly drastically.
That's correct. But
so why should it be unlimited? Why should that certification have no end point on it?
I suppose it could be limited, all right? But it wasn't limited. It was unlimited by regulation from 1987 on. The regulation specifically said a labor certification is valid indefinitely. One of the reasons for that is this process from start to finish can take several years. And if you look at the appendix in the defendant's brief, they show where some of these labor certs were filed back in 2001, 2002. And
doesn't the regulation in question here say the certification is dependent on the labor force available at the time of application?
Correct.
That's at the time of application.
But
that's
pretty specific. But it really doesn't happen. If you look, like I say, at the appendix of when these labor certs were filed, these labor certs were filed several years before the Department of Labor ever got around to making the determination. So they really don't go back and make the determination at the time that the labor cert is filed. They make the determination when they get around to processing the case.
You know about Department of Labor?
Department of Labor.
But once that is done, the time starts to run, isn't it?
Well, under this regulation, yes. Once the department issues the labor certification, then the time runs for 180 days unless a visa petition is filed. If the visa petition is filed, the time runs indefinitely. And there's where the problem is. We have this dual system, DOL here and visa petition here, but with this regulation, it crosses into the visa petition processing. What this regulation does is only invalidate the labor certification if the visa petition isn't filed within a six-month limitation period.
And you're saying that this filing takes a lot of time for whatever reason. You have to get more information or something.
I'm saying the processing of this from start to finish takes a lot of time.
Well, and it's tough, the filing.
The filing,
is initiating. There's a lot of stuff that takes place after filing.
Well, normally you can't file the visa petition without your supporting documentation. So you need supporting documentation, and this is where, in some cases, the 180 days just isn't enough time to be able to get the necessary documentation for filing.
From a practical standpoint, it seems to me if you can't find local labor, and so you have to go hire an alien, and you're describing sometimes it takes years. What kind of a job is that that can go vacant for all that time?
Well, that's part of the problem.
Well, I see the problem. I'm just being devil's advocate.
Yeah, it usually can't. Normally, these workers are in the United States. The alien workers here in the United States. The employer wants to hire them.
Auspices. They've got some kind of a visitor's visa?
Or they're illegal. They cross the border. But there's an alien workforce that's been in this country for years, and this is normally where they draw.
You're not telling me this whole law is to accommodate illegal people in the country so they can somehow be certified. I have always thought this was when there were people in other countries who had a skill or a talent or something, and that they're saying we don't have that local talent here, therefore we have to import someone.
Well, it works that way as well. It could either be within the United States that you draw the alien employee, or the alien employee can be waiting outside. But you put your finger on what the problem is. If the alien is, let's say, in France, this process takes several years, and this guy's stuck over there, and in the meantime, you don't have any employee. You can't go several years without filling that job, and this is what happens. And that's why when the process was initially set up, we had a labor certification that was valid indefinitely. And what we've done here is not invalidate the labor certification. We have imposed a limitation on the visa petition, and that is not within the jurisdiction of the Department of Labor. I see my time is up. I do have some rebuttal time.
We'll give you a minute or two. Good morning, Mr. Oswald.
Good morning, Your Honor. Counsel, may it please the Court. I'm Craig Oswald from the U.S. Attorney's Office here in Chicago on behalf of the federal defendants. The reason why this regulation is what it is because that's what the statute says. The statute here is Section 212 of the Immigration Act, and as the district court correctly found, that statute has a temporal element to this very term of it's judged at the time you apply for a visa. Mr. Pachowski tries to talk about this whole process taking a long period of time. It is a long period of time in many instances, but it has to be because in many cases, because, for example, an employer has to advertise for a position, has to show that the position doesn't have any American workers that can fill that position. And there's a number of things that are involved, but the statute, Congress has stated that when the time is judged is the time that somebody applies for the visa.
Tell me this. If the statute reads that the DOL must certify that there are insufficient American workers for a particular job at the time of application for a visa, and it sometimes takes the DOL 7 years to issue a labor certification, is the DOL certifying that there are insufficient American workers at the time the labor certification application was submitted, or 7 years later when it's granted and the alien actually may start working?
It's that second date. And technically, Your Honor, it's the second date. It's the date that it's granted. And technically, the alien isn't permitted to be working at that point either. Technically, it would be after the visa petition is applied for and after the visa petition is actually issued, actually when they actually obtain an immigrant visa. But the reason why this provision is as it is because that statute says you got to judge this at the time that he applies. So before, under Mr. Pachowski's version in terms of this labor certification would be granted, and that could go forever. So let's say, and this was subject to abuse.
But the certification process could go forever?
The certification process takes a long period of time, and once that certification is granted, the key date here, if I am hiring an immigrant, the key date that immigrant cares about is the date that I file the labor certification. That date becomes the priority date. There's 140,000 visas that are issued on basis of employment in the United States. So a number of these categories are oversubscribed, and they're done on the basis of country of origin. So countries like China and India and Mexico and the Philippines, they're very oversubscribed in those categories. But once you have applied and you put somebody's name on a labor certification, that's when the clock starts running. So most people, I'm not saying that they don't...
When it is certified.
Right. Well, no, from the date that they file it. So
file what?
They file a labor certification.
Does that mean they've received it and filed it for visa?
No. What it means, Your Honor, is this.
Filing an application for a labor certification.
Right. It goes
to
the
Department. It might take a long time to get that.
Right. Department of Labor's job is to say there aren't enough American workers to do this job, and that
there's no name attached to that, right?
There is a name attached.
There is an individual's
right.
name.
And so you go and you say, I don't have enough American workers, so I'm going to now hire Mr. Smith. And Mr. Smith has filed that application, so his spot in line is stuck at that point when you file that labor certification. So you're saying, I believe that there aren't enough American workers. I've tried to find somebody to hire. I can't find anybody. That's the date it starts. So it's really not, I mean, I understand that they're, and mostly not just are these people not in the country. Mostly they're working for these employers. If you look, they're all, most of them are employed already. And that's what happens with the fraud.
Illegally?
Pardon?
Illegally?
Yeah, many of them would be. They could have a temporary working status, and many of them would be illegally in the country, and many of them are working for these employers illegally.
These are skilled and unskilled.
And various people. But these certifications say, which the Department of Labor stood by when they did them, was that there is not enough workers to fill those jobs.
At least that day. Now, what, a year later, 2 years later?
Right. Well, under Mr. Pachalski's, right, we would be holding our breath forever and saying that good, that certification is good forever. Now, we know by turning on the news this morning when we're happy that 350,000 people lost their jobs instead of 500,000, that the labor market changes all the time. People that were out of, you know, wouldn't have considered a job a year ago are now fighting in line over, you know, jobs now. So those, that, making that temporal link is what the statute requires and what was done here. And what employers would do, assume that I am an evil scumbag employer.
Okay.
I think you could, Judge. And I would go out and I would say, okay, I have filed a labor certification for you. I did that several years ago. Now, you want a raise from me? You want to go work for George Bailey across the street? No, you can't do that because George Bailey doesn't have a labor cert. I've been sitting here for a long period of time, so they would sit on these. And that, and the worst of them wouldn't just say, I'm not going to give you a raise or I'm not going to do this. The worst of them would turn around and sell those certifications. I mean, we had cases.
It's a commodity.
Right. And it would be 2,500 of them. And with the fact that you could substitute one alien for another and the fact that these were indefinite periods of time, you could market this for a long period of time and you could do with it as you wish. And that was then subjecting people who were alien employees to substandard conditions. They would extract payments from them. And so the Department of Labor has been trying to deal with that for a 15-year period of time.
But now what about, okay, so today, within the 180 days, application is made. And there's a need for labor, that can't be filled by a U.S. citizen. And 7 years passes, and now there is no need.
Well,
what's with that?
Well, Judge, the need would be that they've established it and they're looking at this application now and they judge now. Is there a shortage of labor now? And then they say, now, we're certifying that that's good, and that's good for a six-month period of time. After that, if you don't file for a visa, we don't certify that there's a shortage anymore. We don't certify that there's anything about that. It took to this point, that's good for 6 months. Under Mr. Pachalski's system, he wants that to be forever. He wants it to be of indefinite period of time, and that just doesn't make sense. It didn't make sense to the district court, and it doesn't make sense today.
It's hard to make sense of it at all because if it takes often, I guess, 6 years from the time of this application to get the same person certified, obviously it's night and day. It totally changed, and the guy's gotten older. I don't understand how this works. I understand why we did it, you know, to protect the domestic labor market, and that's a policy decision, and regardless of what I think about it, that's the law. And but from a practical standpoint, what you're saying is to get this labor certification from the Department of Labor could take years.
Right, but Judge, it's awful. And Mr. Pachalski apparently has filed cases seeking to get the Department of Labor to move. But it's not just the Department of Labor's issue that they're sitting on these. So a lot of times it takes the employers all that period of time to show, you know, you have to show that there is no American can come in and to do this.
And
they go out and they
day
do
it. Day, doesn't it?
Well, and that's just it. I mean, in terms
wait
of
long the, enough, there's somebody's going to be available, like now.
Right.
So but a year ago, we just pointed out, a year ago, there was not near the demand for jobs in this country as there is now. Demand from workers. There's a lot of available people that want to work that wouldn't have taken that job a year ago.
Right.
But this is obsolete. This renders itself obsolete.
Well, I don't think it renders it. The process is talking about it. Sometimes these are specialized workers, and there, in many instances, they're already employed by that company. They're already working there. They're already there. It's whether or not they
that's
can.
That's the elephant in the room, isn't it?
Right. And that's why, Judge, if I was a evil employer, back to my analogy, I would just sit there and wait. You're working for me. You're working for me at lower wages. I can just sit here on that visa petition and say, you better play ball with me or I'm not going to go ahead with the process. Okay, okay. This regulation makes them, forces them to go ahead with the process, and that eliminates much of the incentive for the fraud. There are no further questions. We ask that the district court's decision be affirmed.
A few points. First of all, the system, I think your questions, you can see that the system doesn't work the way it's supposed to work.
But don't we have to go to Congress?
Exactly, and that wasn't done here. They tried to fix it by a regulation, but the regulation doesn't fix the system. What Mr. Oswald says is true. There are abuses here, but that 180-day window doesn't stop the abuse. The abuse is fraudulent job offers. The abuse is employers shaking down their aliens. But that can happen from day one all the way up to the final adjustment or issuance of a visa because the employer is still needed.
But here, if the employers had filed their visa applications within the 180 days as required by the new rule, they would have maintained their indefinite labor certification and there would have been no harm. Am I wrong?
Well, the abuses out there would still exist, yes. But the labor certification would still be valid. What our point here is that it's the visa petition that they are invalidating, not the labor certification, because the labor certification is good once the visa petition is filed. It's good indefinitely. So all these concerns that the Department of Labor has of abuses isn't changed. An abusive employer can still file a visa petition within 180 days and then still shake down his employee. So the 180-day rule doesn't change anything. And what could have been done is the Department of Labor could put a validity date on the labor certification. It's valid for 8 months, a year, 2 years. But the problem with that is, as Mr. Oswald says, no one can predict how long it's going to take for this process to go from start to finish, and given that fact, the DOL may have to go back a number of times and recertify the same job, and that just becomes unworkable. It becomes like the hamster on the wheel, and that's one of the reasons I think they tried to do what they did here, but they didn't, A, they didn't fix anything, and B, they're impinging upon the jurisdiction of the Department of Homeland Security that handles visa petitions.
Thank you. Thanks. Thanks to both counsel, Mr.